and welcome to our continuing podcast series on general aviation products and services from Aviation Consumer Magazine. Here's Paul Bertarelli.
We're speaking today with Mike Jacobs, chairman of the board of First Priority Bank in Pryor, Oklahoma. Mike, thanks for being with us today.
You're quite welcome. I appreciate you giving me a call.
One thing I meant to ask when we spoke earlier, how did a privately held bank in Oklahoma become a major player in light aircraft financing?
In our particular case, and this was many years ago, I had already owned an airplane for approximately 10 years. And in our little community of about 10,000 people, there were quite a large number of banks for such a small community. And the banks were just having trouble finding enough good quality loans to go around. So at that time, there was a bank in Riverside, California, who I think was, whose name escapes me now, and is long gone and merged into somebody else, was active in nationwide aircraft financing. And then, additionally, there was First National Bank of Clinton, Missouri. And just one time, I looked up the financials on First National of Clinton, Missouri, and saw they were a smaller bank than we were. And I thought, well, if they can do that, I can do it too. So I just started, and I knew enough about airplanes. I was confident in my ability of being able to originate aircraft loans, and that's kind of how it all began.
And you do a significant amount of business now in aircraft financing?
Yes, we still do, although it is not as great as it once was, and the reason for that is that we weren't the first bank, but we were probably the third bank or the fourth bank doing nationwide aircraft loans. And with the advent of the internet years ago, we and the fact that we were advertising over the internet, we were the first bank in Oklahoma on the internet. Then we became the talk of the banking community at the national conventions for the American Bankers Association and the Community Bankers Association. And what ended up happening was that because of that publicity among other banks, the other banks thought to themselves, well, if First National Bank of Pryor, now First Priority Bank, can do it, we can too. And so as a consequence, there has been a severe dilution in the numbers of loans available for banks, because there are now probably, I don't know what it is, 40 or 50 banks doing aircraft loans.
Speaking of aircraft loans, let's start by asking what effect the subprime mortgage crisis is having on aircraft financing, if any.
Well, in my opinion, and this is purely my opinion, I think it's had an indirect effect, because a lot of people over the last 5 to 10 years have built up a lot of equity in their homes, and they were refinancing their homes and using that money to buy airplanes. And now, with what's happened in subprime, it's severely affected home resale prices, and the people are not able to refinance their houses or sell their houses and take their equity out to buy airplanes. So that has had an indirect effect, although not as great, in my opinion, as the cost of aviation fuel, which I think is the primary depressant on the market.
What about the effect of the stock market tanking last week? Do you notice that a direct effect in loan activity?
No, I really don't. I'm sure there are people that have made money in the stock market that have gone out and bought airplanes, and that may have had a little bit of effect, but it is so new and recent that the stock market has gone in the tank that I don't think that has affected the prices of airplanes as yet. Now, in stock markets, if you look at a 50-year chart of stock markets, they go up and they go down, but the general trend long-term is always upwards.
The chairman of the Fed has made notice that he intends to lower interest rates. What do you see as being the short-term trend for aircraft interest loan rates? Should we be looking at some small reductions coming up?
I would say very small, because the reality is that the U.S. government only controls short-term rates. They don't control long-term rates. Long-term rates are have come down, and that would be reflected in the overall economy. Like if we did go into a recession, that would bring long-term rates further down. You've got home mortgages that are they're in the 6 to 6.5%, or maybe even a little bit under that. But long-term rates aren't directly as affected by the Federal Reserve as short-term rates.
Mike, in addition to being a banker, you're also a pilot. So if we're at a cocktail party and I ask you for some inside baseball advice on common mistakes pilots make when borrowing money, what would that be?
Well, the first and foremost common mistake, in my opinion, is not getting a good pre-purchase inspection. And I want to stress the importance of that, because I don't like hearing horror stories of surprises on airplanes, and occasionally we will get involved in a loan to someone, and they thought they got a good pre-purchase inspection, and come to find out there were some problems, some major problems that they weren't aware of, and that's really a sad story, which I don't like getting involved in. So I guess the moral of the story is, get the most expensive pre-purchase inspection that you can possibly get, so you know exactly where you are on that airplane.
Does the bank take any kind of active role in that?
No, we don't. We just strongly encourage it, and we will, you know, give our thoughts and perspectives when there's questions or issues that come up from the pre-purchase inspection.
Okay, Mike, well, thanks very much for talking with us.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.
For more on the subject, get a subscription to Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. Learn more or subscribe at www.aviationconsumer.com.